Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I'm Mary Jo Perino in with Alex Risen from ABC 36 today. Dan is this is Dan's last day of vacation, and then he shall return next week. And
back
then,
to the real world.
Yeah, and then I peace out. So Dan and I aren't doing won't do the show for 2 months together, or for a month. And absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
so
it's
sure,
good.
Yeah, we need some time apart.
It helps build relationships.
Yeah. We were kind of spending too much time together there for a little bit.
Like so. Every weekend?
Every weekend.
Then it's kind of like a thing. You
know? No.
It's almost like you like have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost like they make me come here. I would love to hear your Father's Day stories. If you've got like sports memories with your dad or something that is really cool, 381-1313. We'd love to share those, hear those from you today. Do you have a favorite sports memory with your dad?
This is, you know, a lot of people think this is weird. My parents, not sports people.
Yeah.
Like, at all. I mean, my mom and dad will casually try to, like, pay attention to the news every so often.
Because of you?
Because they want, you know, hey, we need to have a little something to talk about. You know, Alex is a sports guy. So just like, hey, who's in the NBA finals? You know, like, look that up. And then they'll throw it out. So, hey, how about Cleveland?
And then you have a follow-up question. They're like, ooh, yeah, we didn't do any more digging than that.
Yeah. Now, Dad and Mom, both U of L grads, but again, not sports fans. But so Dad would, back in the day, he would try to really keep up with U of L because I was like really following U of L at the time. You know, we'd go to U of L games.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't care less if they won or lost.
And you said he's not a card person, like doesn't need a card, and so
no.
You have inherited that trait.
I have. It's my cross to bear.
So does Jamie not get you cards, or do you still get cards?
She does not get me cards.
Okay.
I still get cards for other people.
Yeah.
Because I know that people like that.
Yeah.
Or it's expected, whatever.
Cards are expensive.
They're expensive. I can't say that I make a lot of trips to the Hallmark store, you know, to get a card.
But, I mean, we're talking like $6 a pop, right?
When did that happen?
Yeah, they're pricey. And so
there's a lot going on, too, like glitter.
Yeah.
Stuff glued on top of it, like foam pieces, you know.
Almost nothing worse than when you pick out a card, get home, and it's got that little thing on the envelope that says extra postage required. Like, not only have I spent $7 on this card,
yeah,
now I got to put 2 stamps on here.
But it weighs so much, the United States Postal Service will not accept one stamp. Because you made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, yeah, a terrible mistake. So, but my parents are card people, so I did send my dad a card. If we get really, really bored today, we'll call my dad because he thinks it's pretty awesome to be on the radio.
It is.
It is.
He's right.
It is. So, I would say that my dad is a sports fan, but just not doesn't follow it as much as I want him to, or that he thinks he does in his head. He also changes teams like all the time. So I grew up in Minnesota. I mean, that's where my dad has lived his whole life, with the exception of the first 4 years of his life. Moved there when he was 4. Just out of nowhere, like 15 years ago, he decided to be a Bears fan. Why? Like, they're one of our 2 biggest rivals. Like, why would you pick that? So then he went out, and that's how my dad does it. Like, I'm going to be a Bears fan. And then he was like, I'm going to get a Bears golf bag, and all my golf clubs will be covered in Bears things. And I'm going to get a golf cart that looks like a bear. Like, so that's what he does, right? Goes all in on something. And 2 years ago, it was, like, I went to Missouri, right?
Right.
So my dad was a big Mizzou guy because that's where I went. And then 2 years ago, we were in the SEC championship game against Alabama for football.
Mm-hmm.
We got work, you know, I mean, obviously. But I had gone to the game, called my dad afterwards, and I'm like, oh, man, you know, we got destroyed. And he's like, what do you mean we? We won. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, Alabama. out of nowhere, he was an Alabama fan, which is really convenient and awesome because they win every year. So it's fun to be an Alabama football fan. To the point where my dad got a houndstooth hat.
Oh.
Started wearing.
He really committed.
Yes. For out of nowhere 2 years ago. So maybe I'll ask him about that. But it did kind of hurt my feelings because until that moment, I thought he was cheering for Missouri.
As it turns out.
Right.
He was cheering against you that entire game.
He did take me to my first Final Four in 1997.
That's nice.
When Minnesota played Kentucky. And then Kentucky ended up losing to Arizona in that Final Four. So I was there, but as a Gopher fan. And I remember at the time thinking I couldn't believe how many Kentucky fans
there were
everywhere. Like, they were everywhere.
Why is it all blue?
I know. When we were... It was a poor showing of Gopher fans. There were not a lot of us. And my dad and I also went to, he used to be really into NASCAR, so we've gone to a couple NASCAR things together, and he used to have, like...
Who was his driver? Did he have a driver?
Yes. Dale Earnhardt.
Okay.
And then Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Okay.
Right? So he did have a golf cart painted as Junior's car.
As Junior's, okay.
So weird.
I love that.
So there's that. And he's a big golfer. I've mentioned golf a couple times, but he's a huge golfer. So, yeah.
Does he follow golf or is he just...
Yeah, no, he follows golf. But he did like fantasy NASCAR.
Fantasy NASCAR.
I know. I didn't know that. Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing, but yeah.
But it is.
It is. It is. 381-1313, if you've got a good sports story with your dad or any Father's Day story would be great because it's a great day to honor dads. And I want to give a shout out to my husband who's at home taking care of the kids, right? Being a dad right now on Father's Day. So I appreciate him and everything he does. I did watch part 5 of OJ last night. I know you have not.
You've completed it.
Yeah. I fell asleep in the last like probably 20 minutes.
Okay,
I will rewatch it. And coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to have Chris Fisher on from 24/7 Sports, talk basketball recruiting. But I know just from following him on Twitter that he has also been watching the OJ drama unfold.
Apparently, like everyone except
yes.
for me.
So I do want to chat with him about that because last night's episode was pretty crazy. I don't remember OJ... going nuts like a couple of years after to try to earn money.
Yes.
Right? And so he...
I do remember that.
Was like selling oranges on the side of the road to get... You could get OJ from OJ.
That's catchy.
He was like dressed like just what you would... Like a Party City Halloween costume pimp.
Yeah.
And doing rap videos and like, I mean, just it, he was out of control.
And of course, of late, the whole memorabilia
yes,
deal.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I fell asleep right before.
When they got into that.
Yeah. So they were like, the last thing I remember before I closed my eyes was some of the hotel security footage of them walking into the hotel. And then I fell asleep. But I kind of know what happened.
Yeah.
And where he
remember
ended
that
up.
Conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't end up well.
No.
It is interesting. I did hear someone bring up, what do you think that he may have CTE? And I thought that was an interesting thing. There's of course no way to ever show that you do or have had it until after you've died.
Right.
Because they have to physically look at your brain. But I also think he displayed some stuff very early on that yet was indicative of someone who was crazy, had a little bit of a mean streak in him. Yeah. But I'm going to ask Chris Fisher about it because they did have two of the jurors on there talking.
Okay.
And one juror was very thoughtful and, I enjoyed listening to her and kind of got a feel for what was going on in the courtroom. The other juror said, we convicted him because of we let him go because of Rodney King. It was payback. And she just flat out said it. It was payback. And they asked how many of the rest of the jurors felt that. She said about 90%. Because the trial had gone on for 8 months and they deliberated for 3 hours. Like, done and done. We don't even need to talk about
anything
at all.
That's kind of the crazy part. You know, it's jury of your peers, but, and, you know, you go through the whole process too. Each side is nixing people they don't want. But at the end of the day, you're not in that person's brain and they can answer those questions however they want.
I know. And you can only, I mean, you have you to have only, someone. You can yeah, only get rid of so many.
So many.
So it's been super interesting. All right, so the game, St. X won the state baseball title. So that's Alex's alma mater.
State record now for baseball.
Is it really?
7 baseball state championships.
How many football state championships is it?
I'd have to go back and look. They have a good number of football, but they're significantly trailing Highlands and Trinity.
Okay.
By a lot. It's like 9 or 10 behind.
Okay.
Trinity, I know for sure. Because Trinity is like good now, and St. X like used to be good at football. It's kind of where we're at. Let's just be honest about it, you know? Trinity's in-state championships. Male's gotten really good again. So they're kind of playing third, fourth right now in Louisville.
How big of a deal was that when you were in high school, the Trinity-St. X football game?
Like the a huge deal. Yeah. Well, one of the years I was there was Steve Cragthorpe's last year at U of L. And the U of L Rutgers game that was played on a Thursday night, there were 30,000 or 32. And then on Friday night, the St. X Trinity game, there were 39,000, whatever. So there were more fans
St.
X Trinity than Steve Cragthorpe's last game at U of L.
That's crazy.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I don't know if that's good or bad, depending upon your perspective.
I mean, I do think it's kind of cool in high school to have 40,000 people at a football game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
It's better when both of them are good. Now, St. X and Trinity have both beaten the other one, and the other one has then gone further in the playoffs, which is never, nobody likes that. You know, nobody likes the revenge game. Like, if I'm St. X, I mean, whoop up on Trinity in the regular season.
Yeah.
We've got it, right? And then all of a sudden you get drubbed in the playoffs. Not fun.
Yeah. So they beat
Campbell County
in the state championship game. So congrats to them. How did you feel like it went with having 2 separate weekends?
I still feel like it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have been wrapped up last weekend. But at the same time, you get all the, you know, the pitchers back. And because games went into extra innings Friday night for both teams, it was nice that, you know, you at least were only down 1 pitcher, you know, that hits pitch counts and that type of stuff. So,
and that was the whole reasoning behind it.
Right? That you could keep your pitchers fresh. You know, you didn't have to go play a state championship game with the kid that no one has ever seen on the mound the entire season.
And some of the smaller schools are probably at a disadvantage when it comes to that. So I've heard mixed reviews, but I've heard some, you know, some of the schools are really, really do like it.
And you got great games.
Yeah.
That Friday night, but again, Campbell County beats Bullet East, extra innings, 1-0. St. X wins on a walk-off over McCracken, extra innings, 9. So you couldn't draw it up better if you were the KHSAA wanting to at least get good competitive games. And I mean, you know, it's definitely the top 4 teams. It couldn't be any closer than it was.
Hoping for a good competitive game tonight in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. We can talk more about that, or you can give us a shout at 381-1313 or tweet us at MJP18 at Alex Risen. Share your Father's Day stories with us, your dad's sports stories, memories, if you've got them. 381-1313. We'll be right back on the Dana Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Going bad to bad.
Yeah. Going bad the to Dan bad. And Mary That's Joe right. Show continues bad. After this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at KLEMF.org today.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR Irons, FootJoy Shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Following is an advertisement.
When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this, I'm not just a lawyer, I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices, Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I guess part of the OJ thing I must have missed was him thinking one of the Kardashians, Khloe, is his, might be his daughter. I don't know.
Just gets crazier and crazier.
Yes. I love the Kardashians, by the way.
You're a Kardashians fan?
Did you watch the show?
What was Khloe and Lamar? Did you watch
that? Yeah, I watched all of them.
You watched... If it had a Kardashian, you were...
I was in.
You were in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the Kardashian still on?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Still on.
How many seasons is that? Do we know?
Oh, no. It's like
Josh, the producer, thinks
12,
six?
12 or 13 seasons, I'm sure.
I'm just curious.
I mean, Kim's been married 3 times.
You can't... first of all... The reality TV shows today, man, nothing like they were back when they started. Because isn't that like the furthest thing from reality?
Oh, absolutely.
Is Kim Kardashian? Let's just call it like it is.
12 seasons, yeah.
12 seasons.
It's not, no, I know. I mean, I've been
MJP's
it for
like,
a while.
Yeah. I know, because I've seen every episode twice.
I'll never forget. It's kind of funny. When it was Mother's Day, I was at the baseball fields all day watching Sam play.
Right.
And we got home, and I mean, you're just like spent and wiped out and whatever. It's over with. We ate at the ballpark, and Sam was like, "This is probably the worst Mother's Day ever for you." And I was like, "No, it wasn't, buddy. I mean, I'm a mother because of you. So being able to watch you play baseball is a great Mother's Day treat." Wink, wink. You know what I mean? Like, would I rather
Liar.
Be in the spa? Yeah, of course. And he goes, "Well, now that we're home, like, we can watch anything you want to watch, Mommy. Anything." He goes, "I think there's 2 episodes of I Am Kate on the DVR." I was like, "Oh, buddy, we don't have to watch I Am Kate." Sorry. but I clearly talk about the Kardashians
way too much.
Way too much. He was like, or that or Teen Mom too. You can watch either one.
Something I would never watch is his point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care to watch these shows with you. So, but tonight is your night. So we can watch Teen Mom 2 or I Am
Balls in Your Court.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think what we ended up doing is watching a bunch of Impractical Jokers. Have you ever seen that show?
I have seen parts of it. Not like a full episode, but I've seen people post it on social media. Like, here's one, you know, clip.
So funny.
What channel is that on?
True TV.
Is it? Okay. Maybe I did see one show after the Carbonaro Effect.
I haven't watched that yet, but is that good?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it looks good.
I mean, the people on there are just so gullible, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I love Impractical Jokers. Like, I will watch it by myself and just tears. Tears running down my face. It is so funny to me.
But how long is that? Has that been on for a while?
Yeah, I think there's like 5 seasons of it. Because we've seen every episode now. Because we do seriously watch.
That's the thing. It's like you want more now, you know? Because if you marathon it, you binge it, and then you're like, I need more Impractical Jokers, and there's no more.
I know. It's with anything anymore.
Yeah. I need the whole season now. Let me watch it on my own time.
Orange is the New Black just came out, I think.
Because isn't that what Netflix... Netflix releases them in bunches, not like, here's one episode.
Yes.
Thanks. I need 10 to 12 at a minimum.
Well, I remember, like, I loved the show Lost when it was on.
I saw the first season of that.
But that was before that, like... Before things were on demand or whatever.
Yeah, before anything was awesome.
And I don't know if maybe DVR was there. I can't remember. But it was like you had to wait a week. And there was so much stuff in those shows that you almost had to then like try to rewatch the last week's episode but.
Yeah. No more.
No more. God, those were awful days. Hardships.
They
right?
were.
I mean, that's walking uphill both ways. To school.
Yeah.
Having to wait a week for the next episode.
And flip-flops and, you know, burlap sack.
That's tough stuff. 381-1313 if you want to share your Father's Day stories with us. Coming up at the top of our next hour, Chris Fisher is going to join us to talk about Kentucky basketball recruiting this week. It was the first time they could start contacting some kids from, like, the 2018 class. And Kentucky reached out to 4 of them.
I wouldn't even reach out anymore, you know,
just let them come to you.
I'm just we're here.
I assume you know us. I assume you've heard of us.
You've probably heard of me and us. By me, I mean Cal. Yeah, so let us know if you're interested and we'll get back to you.
when we have time.
Yeah, if we have time.
I'll be at the NBA draft.
I'm a busy guy. So
both Scal and Jamal Murray were invited to be in the green room or whatever it is, invited to be at the Barclays Center.
There have been guys invited to the green room, obviously, who have stayed longer than they thought they would be in there. So it's not unprecedented that, you know, somebody would get invited and then not go in the lottery or top 20 or...
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head who has, but I remember there being a guy. Or I remember for the NFL,
so in football.
Brady Quinn
Yeah.
just sat. It was like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Johnny Manziel did.
Manziel, yeah.
I think Matt Leinart, you know, would have probably been the first pick. Yeah.
Why am I still sitting here?
Or Laramie Tunstall, you know, after your gas mask bong hit, shows up 10 minutes before.
Oops.
Before the draft, you sit.
Where's that?
Like, man, if they could have just held out 10 more minutes before releasing that video.
Why? I'm on TV. It's so awkward now.
They keep showing me and it. But yeah, I mean, I assume Scal is probably going to go lottery.
I just, I know how it works. I know the game. I know the system. It's potential. And I love Scal as a person. I mean, you couldn't get a better kid.
Yeah.
He's just a great guy to be around. He's always smiling. It's like Dominique Hawkins.
Yeah.
you're just like, man, he's loving life, and that's great. But what if he doesn't pan? And I know that's the risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the scouting process. But it's just, what if he doesn't pan out? You're willing to take this kid who, in a workout by himself, looks good when he's shooting?
I don't know, though. After the top five or six guys, aren't they all just...
Right.
They're all maybe.
Yeah.
And even some of those guys. I don't know.
Good to go now.
You know?
Instead of sit and wait.
I really like Buddy Hield. I don't know. I mean, do you think he translates? I think he will.
You never know, right? Until they actually get there. Who thought Devin Booker would have the year that he had? Love Devin Booker.
Well, he was
great
just
guy.
Born He's at the right time because his skill set is what
is perfect is, all of a sudden.
Yeah. Same with Jamal Murray. So I think he's going to be able to get his own shot. But like I've been hearing or seeing now that Jaylen Brown from Cal is likely to go three.
Let's be honest, who?
Right. I can't say anything because I'd never watched a single Cal game until the tournament when they got lost in their first game.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about Jaylen Brown, but yeah. So it's all just kind of a crapshoot. I think once you get past like the top five picks, some of them, and we talked to Shelvin Mack yesterday, not that he's like a superstar in the NBA, but I mean, he's
making good money.
Yeah. And he's been there now six years, you know, you don't have to, you know, some guys pan out, some guys don't. Where's Kwame Brown? I mean,
where is Kwame Brown?
I know.
That's a really good question.
And to be honest, I don't really care what the answer is.
I kind of.
You kind of do?
I kind of do.
Yeah, I don't know
is
where
that
he is.
Weird that I. Because you don't hear, you know what I mean? It's like Kwame Brown.
Right.
That guy.
He's the one you always point, you know, he's.
Him and Darko Milicic.
Yeah, Darko.
Like, what? And wasn't Darko in the draft with LeBron and Carmelo?
I think so.
I think he was.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Oof.
I know. 3-1-13-13 at MJP18 at Alex Risen. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more of the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road, with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining ride since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411.
7. Or get a quote and download coupons at Lucky's Autosports.com today. That's Lucky's Autosports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on this Father's Day. Alex Risen sitting in for Dan this weekend from ABC 36 while Dan's on vacation. And so decided to call a special guest. So it's like two birds with one stone. I'm getting a guest on. Plus, I don't have to call him later and wish him a happy Father's Day.
You're smart.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So let's welcome in John Perino from Alexandria, Minnesota, coming to you live. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day.
And I'd like to wish him, thank you, and I'd like to wish all fathers a happy Father.
Well, that's very nice of you. I'm sure that all fathers appreciate that, Dad. Did you get my card?
Yes, I did.
All right, see?
Was it quality? Did she get you, something meaningful at least?
Oh, yeah. She always does.
Oh.
She's my number one girl, so.
Oh, see?
That's nice.
What is the best thing about being my dad?
Well, it's nice to see that I have a daughter that grew up to be a beautiful woman, a loving mother, and a really intelligent person.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here comes the waterworks.
He hit you with a trio of things.
I know. There's probably so many he was really trying to rack his brain.
Narrow it down.
Actually, he just probably reread the card that I sent him, but exchanged out dad for daughter.
I'm at work right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just come in on Sunday mornings just to check.
that's my dad, right? Always the most hardworking man in show business. For sure.
Yeah.
So, Dad, I was sharing some of our Father's Day sports memories, and really wanted to kind of call you out this morning a little bit. About 2 years ago, I went to the SEC football championship game between my alma mater and Alabama, and called you after the game and said, "Oh man, we lost." And you said, "What do you mean we?" Because I was assuming you were cheering for Missouri still, since that's where I went to school, but then you became an Alabama fan.
Yes, you're right.
I am. That's correct.
I'm an Alabama fan for football, and I'm a Kentucky fan for basketball.
He's got it made, right?
Winners win. You know what I mean?
Winners win. That's right. Always pick a winner.
Right.
That's my theory. Wait till the season's over, then pick the winners and say, "That's my team."
See, it's perfect. And Sam is the same way. Sam is the exact same way.
Well, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fun.
Exactly.
It does make it more fun if you're cheering for a winner.
Well, I'm driving around in Minnesota with a UK plate on the front of my car.
There you go.
Isn't that awesome?
So, that really sits well in Minnesota. And yesterday I had coffee with the president of the Regents of the University of Minnesota.
With your UK tags on your plate, yeah. That's
with
awesome.
With my UK plate, of course, they're all, he's Minnesota, well, he's president of the Regents. And a local guy, Tom Anderson, is also a Regent, so we had coffee. And they invited me to play golf with them. But the weather wasn't very good, so I declined.
Do you still have your Bears clubs? I was told a story that you have some nice Chicago Bears golf equipment.
That's the only team that I've stuck with because I was born in Illinois. And I stuck with them through thick and thin. got the abuse. I took it. And it's the only team in the NFL that's playing with 10 guys and no quarterback.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. So that's why I still stick with the Bears. I go back to the Dick Butkus days. So, you know, I had a very good friend that I played high school football with, Don Galsuth, who tried out for the Bears. And he didn't make it. He was trying out for middle linebacker. All he had to do was beat Dick Butkus out. But he ended up not making the team and went for the Denver Broncos. And I played linebacker behind him, and he was a tackle in line, and I never had to make a tackle my whole senior year. He made them all for me. I just jumped on the pile.
That's the way to do it. No need to get hurt.
My dad was also a pretty good basketball player. He went to Marquette to play basketball.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It's hard to believe.
It is really hard to believe, to be honest.
Yeah. I went there as a freshman.
What position did you play?
Bench.
He was a shooting guard.
Yeah, I was a shooting guard. That's exactly what I was. I was one of the shortest shooting guards.
Yeah.
Pure form, though, right?
6 foot, yeah. Oh, gosh, you know, you're playing against these guys. I mean, they're 6'5", and I got baptized at college basketball when I tried to go under the basket to get a rebound and steal a ball, and some guy that was 6'10", his elbow comes down and cold cocks me in the head. That ended that. I'll wait for the ball to bounce out from the rim.
So,
I'm not going in there in the timber.
Because his college basketball career was short-lived.
Yes, it was. I said, my last year of college was great. Too bad it was also my first year of college. But it was fun.
You know, it was all right.
Well, Dad, I love you very much. I hope you have a super happy Father's Day. I'm sorry I'm not there to spend it with you, but thinking of you today.
Well, you're going to have your mother visit you in a couple days, so that's fine.
I know. Not the same as you, though, Dad.
No, it isn't the same as me. Yeah, because you wouldn't have it. You don't laugh at your mother. You laugh at me.
Yeah, he gets kind of annoyed because I have two younger sisters. And when the three of us are all together, it just becomes a how can we make fun of my dad?
That's
just
nice.
Marathon to all, like 24/7. That's all it becomes, right?
Now you know the reason why when they were all three together, I took up golf,
bird watching,
grocery shopping, knitting, everything just to get out of the house. Well, I appreciate the call.
All right. Love you, Dad.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the day.
I will. You too. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. He actually kind of started getting mad, like really mad, where he would get up and like leave the dinner table.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Fit in right with my family.
Yeah. My dad's a pretty cool dude.
Ugh.
He's a pretty cool, and clearly loves me.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
How about that?
I know. That was nice.
And he stuck with the Bears through thick and thin.
That is just a lie.
That's
just a bold-faced lie. And I was born in Illinois. Like, yeah. I mean, technically, yeah.
Technically?
But he
Was there some sort of discrepancy?
He was born in Illinois. But then they moved to Minnesota when he was 4.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that he remembers much about Illinois.
You still got to claim you're native.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know.
But he just decided that when he was like 53.
That's okay. So, ball's in his court.
Yeah.
His life.
It is his life.
He gets to choose. It's America.
My dad was also the mayor of our town.
That's pretty sweet.
For a while. He ran for state representative. This is my dad, how badly my dad wanted to be in power. So he ran for state representative as a Republican, lost.
And then
a couple years later, ran as a Democrat, lost. A couple years later, ran again as an independent.
Because he's got nothing left.
And lost. Yeah, he tried. He did. He
gave That usually doesn't go over well in the political world, too.
He gave it a whirl. Like, whatever you want me to believe, I'll believe.
I'll believe
just,
it.
Just vote for me.
Just put me in.
Anything.
So when he was mayor, he was MJP?
Yeah, he was.
How about that?
Yeah. The original, the OG.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good times.
Good.
All right. Thanks, Dad, for coming on. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. We'll take your phone calls, 381-1313, on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Wednesdays are going to the majors all summer long at Wing Zone. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows there's three things I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every Wednesday, you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fry, ranch, and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300. Or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in every Wednesday, the Reds Pack from Wing Zone.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very meticulous, and I've been really, really pleased with his work. I think that he is a maestro.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166.
Fantastic job.
Isn't your yard worth a blue ribbon?
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will have Chris Fisher from 247sports.com to talk about some basketball recruiting and O.J. Simpson. He's an O.J. expert, so that we'll ask him about that. Do you? Would you consider this Cal's best class?
The incoming one?
Mm-hmm. It's tough to tell. I mean, it's yeah. You always need like hindsight for stuff like
this. On paper? Man, I don't know because I don't know. I mean, I guess on paper it's hard to disagree, but I go back to thinking about when Wall, Bledsoe,
yeah,
Cousins.
Yeah, I just don't think you can beat that class.
But I don't remember, you know, obviously there was a lot of excitement, and I remember that they were all, you know, the stars, you're supposed to be best class. And I know what they did, so it's hard to remove
yeah,
that
you can't
from
take
my
that
brain.
Away. Yeah.
But I'm still upset about the whole Elite Eight thing.
Oh, God. I mean,
Like, West Virginia had no business winning that basketball game.
They would have cruised to the national championship.
How do you not give up a two-point basket and trail at the half?
Yeah.
That is beyond me to West Virginia. And you didn't make a three-point basket. They were like, what, 3 of 34 to end the game? They finally made, was it Dotson that hit?
That may be the most painful game.
It was miserable. Because yeah. And you kept watching it like, why? No, just beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
You're significantly better.
Just stop shooting threes.
Yeah, just stop.
Just give it to DeMarcus.
And let him dunk
something.
On people. just abuse West Virginia.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
So I don't know. Let's go with this one.
But it's hard. It's hard not to say when you know they're NBA All-Star caliber players that wasn't the best class. But
Anthony Davis. I mean, even though it was a small class because they had Terrence and Deron back on that team.
Yeah, but you had the first and second pick in the
draft.
The
pieces,
on that team.
Yeah.
You know, but in that draft
hindsight,
class
again.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but this
maybe?
One looks pretty good. This one looks pretty good.
Ooh. That Bam Adebayo.
Yeah.
I know they're highlight films and reels and tapes, but he is a man-child.
And I love the guards. I think that the guards coming in are going to be a lot of fun to watch. We'll also talk to Chris Fisher about just how close Isaiah Briscoe was to staying in the draft. He talked to Isaiah's dad. And of course, we heard from Isaiah this week saying, what did he learn?
I asked him.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I know you're coming back just to go to the Bahamas. He laughed. But then he was like, yeah, you're right. I'm pretty jacked about going to the Bahamas.
He said, what was the most valuable lesson he learned? And it was, I got to shoot.
Yeah.
Got to learn to shoot.
And he knows he has to be more of a point guard. You know, really run the show, come back
but
and show
that
he can
But will he have that opportunity?
He said, I mean... Cal, you know, tweeted out and has said the key, kind of like he did with Euless last year, the keys are yours. You know, I talked to Isaiah and said, talk to the guys, get them, you know, get the crew together, which is what he did after, you know, the previous season with Tyler Euless when Euless came back. I talked to Tyler, get your guys together. So I think in Cal's mind, it's okay, I've got my boy Briscoe, he's going to be my go to. I've got great guards coming in, but he still thinks Isaiah is the man. He's my guy.
I just don't see.
I think he'll share it.
I
think he'll share it. But I think that gives you the wild card of having two of those guys.
Yeah.
In at the same time. And whoever has the ball is the guy that's bringing it up.
Yeah.
That you don't have to.
That allows you to go faster, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just push it, push it, push it. And Cal said, we're going to play real fast. You remember Michael Kidd-Gilchrist year? When he would get the ball and rip it and go, we're going to play just like that, if not faster.
God, that was so fun. It should be so fun to watch. Yeah, I am looking forward to this class. Okay, so no one on either team, I said we were going to talk a little bit about Game 7 coming up tonight. LeBron James leads all players on both teams right now in points, assists, steals, and blocks, and is tied for the most rebounds.
Is that
all players on both teams? So, my question is, regardless of who wins tonight,
is he the MVP?
Do you think even if Golden State wins that they would ever that the NBA would ever do that, or if it's just like if Steph has a great game tonight, they'll give it to Steph because the Warriors won?
I was going to say whoever has the good game for the Warriors tonight, is that the person who gets it? Because
yeah, I mean, if it's Clay,
without
Clay's,
that game,
Clay's also had two, you know, a couple good games in there too.
Obviously, if Cleveland wins tonight, it goes to LeBron
without question.
Without Clearly. Question, if the Warriors win, it goes to their game MVP essentially.
So you don't think that they would give it to
LeBron? I don't think they do.
Even if he scores 40 tonight in a losing effort,
I would think that you should. They won't.
Yeah,
I still think you can be the most valuable player. But it's not the most valuable player from the winning team. It's the most valuable player of the finals. Finals MVP. He's the finals MVP.
I don't know if they've ever given it to someone from the losing team.
Isn't the theory, too, it's like, look, you can't be the MVP if you're a loser.
Yeah. If your team doesn't win, yeah.
Clearly, you were not the most valuable player.
Right.
Because your team lost.
But I think he has what I love about this Steph-LeBron rivalry kind of thing is I think it has really gotten under LeBron's skin that everyone thinks Steph is the best player in the world. And I think he has taken the approach in this finals of saying, don't forget about me. Let me try to remind you for a second who I am. And I am still a bad man.
He's the best player in the world. I don't see how anyone could think otherwise. I mean, the guy, you've said the numbers. He is unbeatable as the top guy.
I don't know how, you know, I don't know how you argue that.
I still think I'm on the Cleveland train too, even though it's at Golden State.
Oh, I definitely want Cleveland to win.
There's something about when a team comes back from being dead, you got murdered the first two games. It was bad. I thought it was done in four after that. I really did. I didn't think they were going to win a game. So, they'll win at least one game in Cleveland. I was like, did you see the first two games? Yeah. No, they won't. They're going to get smoked. And when you do that, it's like, oh, you're on a mission.
I just want to see what happens to Cleveland if they win. I mean, if that city would just burn to the ground.
I'm so terrible. I was going to say it would implode, but there's nothing really there.
Yeah, I mean, implode. But it would, I mean, they would go absolutely nuts. And I would just like to see that. I think it would be cool, because I've always been a LeBron fan. I think it would be cool for him to have come back, said what he said, and bring, even if it's just one title, and
it's just
they
the
never
one.
Win
they,
again.
They need the one.
They just need the one.
They need the one. Cleveland needs the one.
Yeah. And I think LeBron needs the three.
Yeah.
I think he needs to get a third one.
Well, he's got to get one with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it would be, I'm rooting for Cleveland to win tonight. Whether that will happen, I don't know.
Do you like LeBron?
I do.
Just really do. You know, like off the court, just interviews in general, like him in general.
Yeah, I do.
I remember we watched way too much like HGTV. He was on Rehab Addict.
Oh, was he?
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, that's in Minnesota.
Well, she pops around a little bit.
Okay.
Because she does Detroit, and then she's done a few different.
Okay.
But it's usually all northern stuff, though. But yeah, she went over to, I don't think it was in Cleveland. I think it was in Akron. And he has, you know, one of the foundations or whatever, so he bought this house and was giving it to this family. And she was the one fixing it up, the lady that does the show, Nicole something.
Well, I mean, like, he's giving how many college scholarships? 1,000?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's something, 100 or 1,000, it's...
Either way.
It's a huge number of kids that he's putting through college.
And people can say what they want. Oh, these guys have so much money. Well, he doesn't have to give any of it away.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to be charitable. Yeah, you can do some tax write-offs and all that other stuff. And the fact that he's giving the money and trying to make a difference in some way, hopefully, you know, I think is what he thinks and actually believes
I
can help this situation because of who I am and how much money I do have. That's always good. I'm a fan of that.
I am too. I can't recall a person at a younger age, maybe Tiger Woods, that had the expectations laid at his feet at 14 or 15 years old of what you were supposed to be and have and then turn out to be that.
It is kind of crazy. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be Michael Jordan.
I mean, Dick Vitale was calling some of his high school games, and that had never happened before. That was not when you were tuning into ESPN to watch a high school game.
No.
They did that because it was LeBron James' high school team.
Yeah.
And he was the first real phenom, like, that I remember in high school being covered like that.
I was on board. I got a LeBron Irish jersey with St. Vincent St. Mary's. I do. It's beautiful.
And then, and now look, you know what I'm saying? Like, he turned out to be what everyone said he was going to be.
Very rare.
It is. So, game 7 tonight on ABC 36.
It is.
Oddly
8 o'clock, tune in. 7:30 is the pregame.
Yeah.
Stick around for the news after.
There you go. Get the plug in. We're going to talk to Chris Fisher from 24/7 Sports coming up next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m. They'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
The Cavaliers in their final home game of the season, Warsaw, Game 7.
Cavs, Warriors, Game 7, tonight at 8 Eastern on ABC.
Football is coming.
My far too early prediction.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott will lead the National Football League this year in yards from scrimmage. The Jaguars are going to win the AFC South. Mark Sanchez will not start a game in Denver this season.
Who's the starter?
I don't know yet. Tom Brady will start 16 games this season.
Counting down to kickoff on Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
The Cubs.
I'm seeing total domination.
And they've been doing it all.
They just keep on winning.
We cannot count those guys out.
It's ridiculous, and they've literally lapped the field.
If they keep up their record pace.
They're as good as their numbers suggest. Yes, they could be a really big success story.
There won't be any more waiting until next year.
They're a deep team. Good luck for the rest of the National League.
Sunday Night Baseball presented by Taco Bell. Pirates Cubs. Tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and streaming live on Watch ESPN and the ESPN app.
Believe Land. The Cavaliers are on the cusp. One win from ending a 52-year drought for the city.
When it's all on your shoulders and the spotlight is on you, you can't say LeBron James hasn't come up big in the last couple of games.
The anticipation is relentless.
Everybody better be here. I can't wait, y'all. I just can't wait.
One win can change a city.
Game 7, Sunday night.
Mike and Mike with complete reaction. Monday starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. After finishing up his 5 under 65 this morning, Shane Lowry has a four-stroke lead on Dustin Johnson and Andrew Landry at the U.S. Open. Lee Westwood is five back. Lowry will be in the last group during the final round of a major for the very first time today. Leaders expected to tee off at 3:30 Eastern. An NBA champion will be crowned tonight. Warriors, seeking their second consecutive title, host the Cavaliers in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, 8 Eastern ABC, 7 Eastern ESPN Radio. LeBron James and the Cavs could end Cleveland's lengthy championship drought and deliver the city its first NBA title, according to ESPN's Antonio Davis.
It's as simple as affect both sides of the ball, play efficient basketball. Even if he's not scoring the basketball, he can affect the game. You know, but I just think he puts so much pressure on your defense. He does so many things that, you know, you really have no answer for. So, yeah, if he goes out and he's as efficient, as aggressive as he's been, yeah, I think they will win the game.
Antonio Davis on Darian Mel. LeBron's the fifth player in NBA history with back-to-back 40-point games in a single postseason. Golden State's Andre Iguodala, dealing with a lower back issue, expected to play tonight. Baseball: Cubs came back from a 3-1 deficit, defeated the Pirates 4-3. Chicago owns an 11.5-game lead in the NL Central, its biggest division or league lead since October 1929. Will Myers, 3 hits, 3 RBI, played a key part of a 6-run, 8th-inning rally in the Padres' 7-3 win over the Nationals. Eric Jones on the pole for today's NASCAR race.
Chris Bryant and the Cubs continue to dominate as they own a commanding lead in the NL Central. They welcome Andrew McCutchen and the Pirates to Wrigley this weekend. Today at 7 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio. Presented by Harley Davidson.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I've always been amused when I see insurance commercials with TV and movie actors pitching their company like a carnival barker. They hope you trust the actor, but I'll tell you this, I don't trust any of them. I've seen too much. I've seen claims for property damage, life insurance, and disability lowballed or denied, like a bad movie. I've seen people sign away their rights after a car accident because they trusted the adjuster and didn't have a lawyer present.
Not clean hands,
dirty hands. I've seen families' lives destroyed because these companies' goals are to take in insurance premiums and give you the short end of the stick for profit. Life is not a movie, it's real. Hire a real law firm who's fought for you right at 30 years. So please visit ForThePeople.com for more information about our firm, our results, and our lawyers. Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices Lexington.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports. Baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading, softball to soccer. The Bluegrass State Games are one of the longest running state competitions in the country and the signature event of the Bluegrass Sports Commission. Check it out online at bgsg.org.
Father-daughter dances are very special, but there's something about a mother's love and connection that's unique. Prince of Hearts is celebrating that unique love with a Mother's Love Dance. This event is to honor all mothers and sons and show appreciation. It will be a day filled with bonding, dining, dancing, and making memories that can be cherished forever. To be involved in this amazing event, head to Cruise and Cuts in the Tate's Creek Shopping Center to purchase a ticket. The dance will be on June 30th, 5 to 9 p.m., and is hosted at the Signature Club. Sons, give your mom a call today and thank her for molding you into gentlemen and to treat her to a night of appreciation. There's no better time than now. Prince of Hearts with a Mother's Love Dance. June 30th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Signature Club of Lexington. Get tickets at Cruise and Cuts in Tate's Creek Shopping Center. For more information, contact C.J. Harris at 859-312-6628.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR Irons, FootJoy Shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Be a part of history June 24th through the 26th when Pete Rose is inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. See the Hit King honored for his legendary career all weekend long, including a special on-field ceremony, commemorative poster giveaway, and number retirement. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS, visit select Kroger locations, or reds.com.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Joe Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Dan on vacation again today, so Alex Risen from ABC 36 sitting in with us. And now we welcome in Chris Fisher from 24/7 Sports, recruiting expert. But first of all, Chris, I would be remiss if my first thing to ask you about was not OJ Made in America. Has it blown your mind?
Yeah, it's been really unbelievable, and it makes you realize why they weren't able to cut it down to fewer than, 10 hours of television. It was really captivating, and I guess I was about 11 or 12 years old around the time of the OJ case, and I kind of knew what was going on. I knew it was a big deal because I was watching you know, game five of the NBA finals, and they're cutting away to the, you know, to the Bronco chase. But really unbelievable kind of macro look at OJ, not just the OJ trial, not just OJ, but, you know, kind of us as a society and kind of how it reflects on us. And it's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think there's any fat in there. I mean, it's been, there hasn't been parts where I would say, we didn't need to see that. That has no bearing on it. All of the 10 hours have been, like you said, captivating. And I finished off, you know, the last part last night. I fell asleep for like the last 20 minutes, but I kind of know what happened.
In a weird way, it almost made me feel guilty watching it. Like I was indulging in something that maybe I shouldn't be. And it really put me in a weird spot. And in a lot of ways, even though, you know, I was well versed on the happenings of the trial and the murders and things like that, it really hit home in a lot of ways with me that it really hadn't before.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you haven't seen it, go ahead and watch it. Okay, we'll talk. I could go on and on and on and on about this. I want to back up a few days. You talked to Isaiah Briscoe's dad. Just how close was Isaiah to kind of sticking around in the draft?
I think he was really close. I think he was, you know, I think he enjoyed the process. I'm sure working out for NBA teams kind of makes you feel like, you know, you've already made it, that you're already in the NBA. I spoke to his dad, like you said. He said that if the process had got on a little bit longer, things could have been different. If he didn't have to decide by May 25th, things could have been a little bit different. But I think everybody agrees that Isaiah Briscoe made the right decision. I think the writing was on the wall when he wasn't invited to the NBA Combine. And he's a kid that really stands to make a huge leap coming back to Kentucky for a sophomore season. I think he's a much better shooter than his percentages would suggest last season, and I think he'll show that at Kentucky next season.
Obviously, you've got, you know, a new group coming in. How much does that come into play? You know, we talked about Marcus Lee before too, and you know, people saying, oh, he's not going to take into account who's coming in, you know, of why he's coming back or not coming back. You know, it's going to be his decision, and you know, that's what Marcus always said, but Isaiah kind of saying the same stuff. It doesn't really matter who's there. You know, I'm making the decision for me. So De'Aaron's not part of the equation, but how much is it really a part of the equation? You know, we hear that stuff, but it seems like it's just kind of filler and fluff at some point because it has to be part of the equation.
Well, you don't go to a place like Kentucky not expecting to play with other great players. And I do think that if Isaiah Briscoe had his druthers, that he would be the point guard and he would play with the ball primarily in his hands. But obviously that's not going to happen with two dynamic guards like De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk coming in. But at the same time, and John Calipari has spoken about this a number of times, the NBA is gravitating toward a positionless league and versatile guys. You look at what Golden State is doing, spreading the floor, having guys that can dribble, pass, and shoot, and really putting a lot of pressure on the defense. And so I think it's going to be advantageous for Isaiah Briscoe, showing that he can play on the ball and run a team and playing off the ball as well, and showing that he can, you know, keep defenses honest and shoot a little bit better next season than he did this season.
So looking ahead to the future, Chris, coaches were able to start contacting 2018 prospects, and Jaden Ledee is one of four guys that already has an offer from Kentucky. How in good standing is he at this point, or are those four guys that have offers? I know we're so early in the process here.
Yeah, like you said, it's really, really early. I think it's impossible for Kentucky to really even begin to assess their needs at this point because you don't know for sure, you know, who you're going to get in 2017, who's staying, who's going, and those types of things. But Jaden Ledee was the first 2018 prospect to get an offer from Kentucky, even before Marvin Bagley, the number one overall player in that class. So his family has ties to the UK staff. They're really close with Kenny Payne and Tony Barbee, who spent some time as the head coach down at UTEP. And so he's a guy that Kentucky's had their eye on already. His game is evolving. He's 6'8", over 200 pounds right now, and he has guard-like skills. But his dad told me that he could end up growing and being 6'10", 230 by the time he finishes high school. And so Kentucky was one of about 20 schools that reached out to him on Wednesday. And I think it's kind of a wait-and-see approach on both sides, seeing what Kentucky needs in that 2018 class and kind of how Jaden develops. But at the same time, I think for the time being, Kentucky's in really great shape with him.
How different is it for Kentucky? I mean, because you kind of mentioned the fact that they don't even know what their needs are because they're typically always replacing or at least bringing in a new five to begin with, though. Maybe as just an average, you know, your other run-of-the-mill school, not necessarily a Duke or something, but how much different is it, you know, to have life as Kentucky when you're talking about a couple years down the road?
I think it's totally different. I think John Calipari is the only coach in the country that does what he does and really recruits almost exclusively one and done. We've seen Bill Self try to adopt that strategy, and it hasn't really worked out as well. They got Josh Jackson in this class, the number one overall player, obviously, but they've been forced to take a lot of transfers, and so they haven't been quite as successful kind of using that strategy. Mike Krzyzewski obviously is another coach that has started to employ that recruiting strategy, and they've had some success with it as well. But you look at the drop off they had from the national championship team to last season, I think even being lucky to make the Sweet 16. And so like I mentioned, you can really only recruit for the next cycle, and I think Kentucky is very focused on 2017 right now. They're going to need to bring in seven or so guys to replenish the roster. So it really makes you turn your head a little bit when they reach out to 2018 guys and beyond.
Seven or
yeah,
eight
just
guys.
Like when you say it out loud.
it really is like, oh my gosh. So where do they go in 2017?
Well, I think they have probably 12 or 13 guys, a pool of guys that they're taking a long, hard look at that they'll evaluate more in the July evaluation period. You'll see those guys at Peach Jam and some of the other events out on the recruiting trail. And so I think they have their eyes set on a dozen guys, and then they'll kind of get their pecking order together as to who they prefer. I think Trey Young and John Petty are two players that Kentucky would like to maybe get a commitment from this summer, get some of that legwork in, so you're not behind the eight ball in the spring where you're almost in a do or die situation to replenish your roster.
Chris Fisher from 24/7 Sports, we're talking recruiting with him. Talk a little bit about the Team USA camp, the NBA Top 100 camp, and what's going on there.
Most of Kentucky's top targets were at the USA training camp in Colorado Springs this week. The under-17, the under-18 teams that will compete at the World Championships this summer, Trey Young, Hamidou Diallo, PJ Washington, the list goes on and on, Kevin Knox, a lot of those guys, Wendell Carter, making the under-17 and under-18 teams. And then you have the top 100 camp, Tremont Waters, a point guard from Connecticut who has an offer from Kentucky. I think he's a little bit of a contingency plan and insurance policy in case they don't get Trey Young, but he was named co-MVP along with Zion Williamson, forward from South Carolina, from the 2018 class, who another guy that Kentucky's shown some interest in.
Chris Fisher, 247sports.com. Follow him at Chris Fisher 247. OJ Simpson, did he do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make the argument as to whether they proved that and met the burden of proof. But, again, I think it was very reflective of the time. It was almost a perfect storm in a sense of, the way the prosecution bungled the case, obviously, but with so much injustice kind of in that L.A. area and the strife and all that, I think just kind of created the perfect storm that led to his acquittal.
Yeah. God, it was good stuff. Hey, thanks, Chris. Again, always enjoy your insight, and we appreciate it. We'll have you back on the show very soon, my friend.
Sounds good. Anytime.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Fisher, 24/7 Sports at Chris Fisher 247. Follow him there. He's always got a lot of great stuff.
365.
When you 24/7, 365. I mean, when you have to get seven or eight guys for 2017. I don't know how you keep up with 2018.
That's kind of, and he said that, right?
Yeah.
You can't even look ahead, and it's unlike anyone else.
Yeah.
John Calipari is the only guy in the country that has to do what he's doing every single year.
Every year, yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of look at it, but you're also just worried about life now and then next year because all these guys are gone.
I know. Crazy. All right, we'll be back on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call, 381-1313. We'll be back after this. Inside my bones,
it goes electric. The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Von Miller cropping the picture of John Elway out of it. I mean, come on. Seriously? That's the move you're going to do?
You have cropped pictures of me.
I haven't cropped you out. I just left you out.
You just choose to keep those private.
Exactly.
And not
display
them.
That's for my private collection.
You just have those in a special place, and you can look at them every now and again when you're feeling blue.
There you go.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Calling all military officials, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics, both active and retired. Dixie Chopper is honoring our hometown heroes by offering a $250 mail-in rebate on any new Dixie Chopper lawnmower. All Dixie Choppers are proudly made in the USA. And we want to honor our hometown heroes across the nation. Visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945, for the best selection of Dixie Chopper mowers, Southern States.
For a little Southern hospitality, it's something fun, jewelry, and gift boutique. Because every girl deserves something fun. Accessories and apparel, gifts for your home, plus gifts for tweens, baby, and special one-of-a-kind wedding gifts. At Something Fun, once you come in, you're family. We specialize in helping you find that perfect gift. Stop in for Something Fun. We're just off Richmond Road in Pageant Village behind Rite Aid in Lexington. And online at somethingfunlexington.com. And like us on Facebook. Something Fun, jewelry, and gift boutique. Because every girl deserves something fun.
Summer is finally here at Aurora. Complete your outdoor room with savings up to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-line brands. Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready for summer fun and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932. Summer is finally here at Aurora. Get your backyard ready for family fun with a 24-foot above-ground pool package for only $19.95. Don't forget they offer free professional water testing in-store. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932.
At Tony's Steaks and Seafood of Lexington, we're all about celebrating Father's Day. Give Dad what he deserves, a steak, seasoned and prepared to perfection, enjoyed in the company of the people he loves. June 19th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Playing golf with your dad in the morning? Bring him to Tony's for some great bar food. Tony's of Lexington. Visit TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So, back in the day when the Roots and Heritage Festival was in Lexington, do you remember those days?
I don't.
Okay.
I was in Louisville, I guess.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was probably 12, 13 years ago.
I won a
karaoke contest there.
Oh.
Doing this song.
Well, I think we have to bring it back up a little bit.
No, we're good. We're good, but it's... Yeah, that's a high point. It's a high point for me.
Did you get a trophy? Was there some sort of...
Yeah, I did.
Or was it just pride?
No, I did. I got a trophy and a gift card somewhere. I can't remember. Where.
Gift card and a trophy?
Yeah.
It was like $20, $25 gift card?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing crazy?
No, it wasn't much. I honestly don't remember.
But it was spent wisely, I'm sure.
Yeah. So. Your afternoon yesterday was spent wisely.
Yeah. Hung out at the St. Jude Dream Home. That's on Pascoli Place out in Tuscany. It's over there in Hamburg, right off the expressway. Great location.
Yeah.
We're going to pitch this thing. We're selling it, man. $100 ticket will get you a chance to win a $400,000 house.
I mean, this is really, really cool. How often do you have that opportunity? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
a $400,000 house for $100.
2,000-ish tickets are left of the 7,000. We'll sell up to 7,000 tickets. So you have, at worst, a 1 in 7,000 or however many tickets you buy in 7,000 chance of winning a $400,000 house. The great part, you can't lose because every penny goes to St. Jude's, which is fantastic news.
And I think everybody is pretty familiar with St. Jude's, but if they're not...
Yes. You can also check out everything online at dreamhome.stjudes.org, and you can find out everything about the house and how everything's broken down. And you can find other houses, too, across the country if you really wanted to. But you can also check out WTVQ.com and the top banner of the main webpage. Just click on that, and it'll take you to all the information, too. And, of course, St. Jude, they pay for everything, all the medical care of any child and the family that's there. Room and board, travel.
I was going to say, I think they pay for them.
You don't pay
to stay
for anything
there.
When you have to go. And it's the toughest cases that are always sent there, you know, from across the country. A lot of folks from central Kentucky, you know, unfortunately have to make the trip down to Memphis. But the good news is, again, it's all paid for. You know, they don't have to worry about that.
And they're the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great cause. And like Alex said, all the money goes straight to St. Jude's, which goes straight to these families who are dealing with unimaginable things.
Because it is the last thing you should have to think about.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks
don't
get that opportunity.
You don't have to make
the decision.
Yeah. Can I afford this?
Yeah. Can I afford this? How are we going to get there? You know, where are we going to stay?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that stuff. They got you covered. It's fantastic. Great cause. 2,000 tickets are left. So get out there today. The open house again, 12 to 5 today. I know it's Father's Day, but get on out there. Get a couple tickets. Nothing says Happy Father's Day like $100 ticket to win a $400,000 house and help kids in need. So.
And you get to meet Alex Risen.
Oh, my gosh. What? That's... And then it will be open Monday through Wednesday as well, 9 to 7 daily. Because the giveaway is on Thursday evening.
I was going to ask, when is the winner announced?
The big giveaway for the house is close to 550 on Thursday on ABC 36.
Okay.
And then we'll do all the other prizes during that 5 o'clock show, too. Tons of stuff. If you buy a ticket, it's not just that. You get enrolled to win a $1,000 Visa gift card, a Tempur-Pedic bed, $10,000 like concierge service where they'll white glove deliver the bed to your house.
Oh.
Yeah, very fancy Tempur-Pedic is. So you get involved with this. Hopefully, you get to take home a really nice prize. And again,
great cause.
Great cause.
Great cause. And then Thursday is the giveaway. So Thursday. Very cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. And you were out there all yesterday and people were coming through.
Yeah, a lot of folks are out there. The tickets will go fast. They always do. This big final, you know, push here in the last week, people. There's still tickets left? Oh, my gosh. And they just gobble them up. So get them while they're there.
That's awesome.
Dreamhome.stjude.org.
Awesome. I do. I think that's a...
Yeah.
But gosh, who wouldn't want a $400,000 house for $100?
It's really nice,
you're not
too.
Even thinking about the good part of it. I wish someone would want a much, much less expensive house, but then to also pay for it on their own.
Yeah.
For the good cause of me. So I'm trying to sell my house. So
swing by.
Right. So if you want to him check that bad boy out, we do have an open house from 2 to 4 today.
Two open houses today.
Not in Tuscany, but still great.
But lovely
great
neighbor, yeah.
Great area.
So. I live over there.
we're nabes.
We should have carpooled.
We used to be closer neighbors.
This was a terrible... What?
I used to be able to throw a stone at you.
Yeah.
I did throw stones at you sometimes.
That's what those marks were on the windows.
Yeah. The little clanging you heard in the middle of the night.
What is going
on?
I'm
throwing stones.
Is there a cat out there?
No. Well, yes. I mean, there are cats out there.
There are raccoons, too.
I didn't need
living
to hear
in
that.
Living in the sewer there. Okay. See them pop out. They just hang out. It's like a little family.
Now, don't you want to buy my house? Now that there's a raccoon coming out of the sewers.
That's further down.
that's like a half a block away.
That's not where you're at, though.
They won't bother you.
They're in my sewer. It was fine. They were very friendly. Kept down the other pest population.
Yeah.
Yeah. About that.
All right. 381-1313, at MJP18, at Alex Risen. We got about a half hour to go in this show. Would love to hear your stories about your dads and your favorite sports memories with them on this Father's Day. We can also talk Game 7. We can talk UK football. Yesterday we were talking about, you know, is it a make or break season? Our dear friend Alan Cutler called in and said, absolutely not. No, it's not. John Clay had a column in the paper, though, that said, with these decommitments, and I know we talked yesterday, it doesn't matter who doesn't come, it matters who comes. But John Clay had a column that these decommitments are putting the pressure on Stoops to win. So we can talk about that when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As the temperatures rise, so does the length of your grass. But don't worry, Moses's makes cutting grass simple with great prices. Check out the huge Toro parts sale going on now. All in-stock blades are 50% off. In-stock belts and other Toro parts all 25% off while supplies last. If your lawn equipment needs a part, head on over to Moses's for the huge Toro parts sale going on now while supplies last. 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, across from the Broadway Mini Mart. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully with attention to detail. With Blue Ribbon Lawn Care, you're never locked into a contract, and they won't mow your lawn in the heat of the summer when it doesn't need it. Their priority, making your lawn look its best throughout the year. For all their services, visit BlueRibbonAndLex.com or call 275-1166. Doesn't your yard deserve a Blue Ribbon?
Be a part of history, June 24th through the 26th, when Pete Rose is inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. See the Hit King honored for his legendary career all weekend long, including a special on-field ceremony, commemorative poster giveaway, and number retirement. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS, visit select Kroger locations, or reds.com.
Amazon is now hiring associates for direct hire warehouse jobs at Amazon Fulfillment in Lexington. Earn from $11.25 to $12.25 per hour. These are full-time, growth-oriented positions that offer top-notch benefits, such as medical insurance, employee stock, 401k, bonuses, and more. Apply in person at 120 Town Center Drive. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Walk in and walk out with a job offer today. No appointment needed. Visit fulltimejobsnow.com for more details. That's fulltimejobsnow.com. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes real. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
No.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming.
Had to come.
It's just, you can see it, but it's just tearing you up inside. Like, right, I know, gotta get just a little bit out here.
What will tear me up inside is now, so like yesterday, this Josh played this song, and I was excited, so I sang a little bit of it. So
yeah.
Of course, today, plays it again. What are the odds that the next time I'm here hosting the show, he will play that song?
That song's going to play?
Yeah. To the point where I'll be sick of it.
3 to 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like American Pharoah. He's winning.
So John Clay had an interesting column in the Herald Leader about the recent decommitments of both Mac Jones and Russ Yeast turning up the heat on Mark Stoops and company to try to win some games or at least keep recruiting classes together. We talked a little bit about this yesterday and how it, you know, you can't, every school has decommits all over the place. And it really only matters who shows up on campus. But perception is also reality.
It is. At some point you have to deal with it.
Yeah. You know, you...
Like Cal said with the SEC stuff, right? You know, he always touts, oh, we're going to get 6-7. And then reality is you wind up getting like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So at some point you have to address, even if it's a perception that you think is wrong, you have to address that it's reality.
And so I am, you know, I'm torn because I don't think like... another, you know, mediocre or less than mediocre season. I don't think that should end Stoops's tenure here by any stretch, but how long do you wait to see the turnaround? And especially when some of the, and I think he's made great offseason moves as far as coaches go.
He's done
I like
what he
Eddie
can.
Grant. I like Darian
Hinshaw.
I love
Eddie Grant.
Lamar Thomas.
Oh, Lamar.
I know. Just awesome, right?
He's great.
And then you know, Matt House coming in. So he's made the right adjustments from a coaching standpoint, it appears, in the offseason. Like, the one thing you can say about Stoops is he does try to I don't think he coaches based on what the fans say, but the criticisms that have been out there, he has tried to address them. Like, he addresses them. Right.
And it does. I know as a fan, too, you kind of get tired of hearing anyone say, but Stoops has said it from day one. I understand the frustration from the fans. I want to win just as bad as you all. You know,
yeah,
it sounds so, yeah, of course, or, you know, it's canned. Or, yeah, we've heard that year after year from you. So if you're so upset about it, why don't you go change it? But,
but
he's
he
also
does
not
make changes.
And he's also not the guy out there that's dropping the pass or making the... I mean, the right stuff sometimes has been called, and that just doesn't come together.
You know, I think there was a lot of outcry, especially after a couple of bungled plays on special teams, that whether having a person with that official title changes would have changed the outcome of those plays or not. Perception was there needed to be a special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
So now there is.
Now there is. And did you see the, I think it was from John Hale with the Courier Journal, the recap of where every former Stoops assistant is now?
Yeah.
I think it was from John Hale. That was really interesting. I mean,
yeah.
Neil Brown's a head coach. Mm-hmm. Shan Dawson has the same job down at Southern Miss. But then, I mean, Tommy Maynard has an associate head coach title. Whoa.
Derek Ainsley.
Is at Alabama.
Alabama.
As the DB coach. Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Nybar has the associate head coach title at Houston.
Yeah.
And that was the, right?
That's the backward hat guy.
That's the backward hat guy that no one wanted. Now, yeah, you're on board with a good staff, right? So you also reap the benefits, right? But, I mean, Craig Nybar, the guy that everybody was excited about at first because he was crazy, right? And it was exciting, but then hated by the time he was canned.
What a cool dude with a backwards hat. Get the backwards hat guy out of here.
Get him out, yeah. Run him out of town. Now he's the associate head coach of a team that's winning.
But, and you're right. When you go to Alabama, it's not because Derek Ainsley's made Alabama, Alabama.
Right.
But it is Nick Saban saying,
I think you're good.
Yeah, I think you're good enough to be here.
And good enough to be a part of a national championship program.
Yeah.
And coach up, even if you don't think every year, the best DBs in the country, right?
So isn't that part of why some of these decommits might be not great? I mean, if at the end of the day, you need to have the players.
Yeah, you've got to, there's no replacing the guys on the field. And again, I mean, I know Cal has the beat, right? He has everything for basketball, and he says, having the best players really helps.
Yeah.
What makes you so successful? I've got the best players, and I know it.
And no, he doesn't roll the ball out and not do anything.
But obviously, at the same time,
there's coaching involved.
Watching Anthony Davis block that shot against North Carolina, not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Anthony. being an amazing athlete.
What Cal does this special, I think, is he gets all the guys to sacrifice, gets all the guys to buy in. You know, that's kind of his magic touch that I don't think a lot of everybody else has.
It's definitely unique, but yeah. how can you get that to football? You know what I mean? Because you're not Kentucky. You don't have, you know, the Chad Fords of the world. You know, Todd McShay's not, if I had a son, I would send him to Kentucky. But Chad Ford says, if I had an elite athlete, you know, child that's coming up playing basketball, I'm looking at Kentucky. I hope that he could go to Kentucky. I mean, these are guys, they're the scouts. I mean, they're the gurus. And they're saying Kentucky for basketball. How do you change it? How do you get them to say Mark Stoops and his staff is who you want to play for?
You have to win.
You got to win.
And that's why I am concerned that there are consequences and things on the line this season.
It still sounds great. It's like the chicken or the egg. How do you get better? You have to win. How do you get the win? Well, you have to win to get the wins. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're in this never-ending cycle. You're trying to find a way to change the culture and build facilities and do this stuff. And you have excitement when a new coach comes in. That's, you know, no doubt that Stoops has turned around the recruiting at Kentucky. But then that still has to translate. You have to have winning seasons at some point. Or the 20th best class or the 28th, but you know, whatever, doesn't mean anything more than the 101st best class if you're still 5-7.
Right. And you know, getting the 28th best class in America is typically the 13th or 14th best class in the SEC.
Yeah, you're still.
So it's still, you know, you're still behind the eight ball, which is why I don't think anyone expects, you know, to go to the playoff. Right. But a 6-win season when you play 4 non-conference games, and with the exception of Louisville, typically the other 3 are all teams that you should beat.
Yeah.
So you've got to manufacture 3 wins a season.
And you're supposed to be better than Vandy.
I think everyone says, why can we not do that?
You know, you should be able to get 1 or 2 at least every couple of years.
Yeah. Especially when you've got leads in games. I don't know. So that's where it's like something has to give this year. I really do think at the end of the day, he's made staff changes. I don't know that he can have much more staff turnover if things don't go right this year. He's, you know, we're on our 3rd offensive coordinator.
And I know it takes time to put systems in and do things the right way and try to get things, you know, kind of moving in the right direction. But, man, at some point, it's like you keep thinking, I've got to shake things up.
Yes.
You know, I have to shake things up. I got to do something different. You know, I can't just sit here and do what we were thinking we were going to do.
Yes.
So what is going to be different? Other than just we're going to have a great defense because I'm a defensive guy. How do you get fans reinvigorated about this season?
I don't know. You have to win.
Right?
It's like, I don't know that there's any other option. There just isn't. You know, that's how it works. We're going to go to switch back to NBA for a minute. Al is on the line, wants to talk a little bit about Game 7. Good morning, Al.
Hey, it is about Game 7. Different from the U.S. Open, those golfers, they go out there and they have to be challenged by the course. Sometimes they're challenged by other players, just depending on what the leaderboard is. But in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, it's mano-a-mano, your best 5 and your bench players against their best 5 and their bench players. We think about the NBA Finals, been a lot of great ones, but this right here is going to define the legacy of perhaps 2 people, LeBron James first and Steph Curry second. What's your take on the game?
I am really, Al, pulling for LeBron in this one. I don't know where you stand on it.
LeBron James certainly needs this particular game. to put his name continually in the conversation of one of the greatest players ever. Steph Curry is a new superstar, and I think his day will come. But I think that for LeBron to win, it would not only be great for his legacy, but for the city called Cleveland, Ohio.
It would be, I think, so cool for LeBron to win another one. I think he needs to win another one. And Cleveland is desperate, obviously. What I do hate is, to me, LeBron is already one of the greatest players of all time. And it shouldn't come down to one game. Like, LeBron can't be great or not great based on if he wins tonight. I think he's played great this series. He's been amazing. But I do, you know, I know how history judges people, and it is championships. So I know he needs to win one.
Well, I think that what's different with LeBron James versus Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and those guys is that you got more people that follow sports, and he has more media critics than anyone. Several years ago, he had a chance to win the game in the All-Star. The shot clock was down to 5 seconds. Instead of him driving the ball or shooting a three to win the game, he yielded to somebody else and was blistered on SportsCenter the next day.
Nobody takes heat the way he does for that kind of stuff. Like, nobody.
Nobody. And that's why when you ask the question, who's the game more important to, it is LeBron James, because, you know, he's going to get more feedback and more criticism than anybody. And, you know, it's just that comes with being a superstar. It comes with his type. It comes with Tom Brady. It comes with, quite frankly, our coach, John Calipari. When you're a superstar in your sports and you do things different and you create a nuance and you don't win, then, you know, they come on you. They come at you pretty hard. LeBron James is probably on the top of that list of the ones we criticize the most.
I think he's really on top, because I think LeBron, if he does take that shot and doesn't pass it up, all of a sudden LeBron's a selfish guy who doesn't get his team involved. He can't win. He can't win for losing.
Yeah.
He's just done a lot of losing in the finals.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he does have to win another title. He does have to win a title in Cleveland, I think. And then maybe we stop, you know, giving him so much grief about not being clutch, about this or that. But, I mean, his team was dead. His team was done, over with, and then he has gone out and gotten more points, steals, assists, blocks, and rebounds than anyone on either side of the floor.
I agree. One quick question, Mary Jo, and I hang up. If it comes down in a game 7 and you have 6 seconds left, who would you throw the ball to? LeBron James, Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Steph Curry, or Robert Horry?
You still have to go Jordan.
Yeah. I'm a Jordan. Yeah. I'll go Jordan.
I still got to go Jordan there. Hey, thanks, Al. We appreciate it. It should be a great game tonight. I hope it's a great game. It's going to be so anticlimactic if this game 7 is a 20-30 point blowout. I'll be so disappointed, because this is one of the most I've ever looked forward to watching NBA games ever. I mean, I'm very excited to watch this game. So I really hope it lives up to some sort of hype. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will get back to the phones.
Special guest.
Oh, special guest. All right. We'll get back to the phones here coming up in a few minutes on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
What is Rupper? It's breakfast for supper every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. Rupper is Frisch's world famous breakfast bar from 4 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday at Frisch's.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We got one final segment left and a very special special guest, Lafayette quarterback Walker Wood and UK commit, I should say, Walker Wood. Joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. Now, you're still committed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And still jacked about it,
don't
too,
don't break
right?
any news on this show.
I don't plan on it.
Well, how excited are you, you know, because I follow you on Twitter. You know, I'm seeing the tweets, and stuff's not going, you know, the way that UK wanted it to go all of a sudden, and then... You know, you're still like, hey, I'm in this thing, and you know, you've got the posters up, you know, behind you in the room, yeah. And you're like, hey, I'm here, BBN for life over on my end. So, what is it like though when you see, yeah, some of this stuff's just not going the way that maybe people thought it was going to go?
Honestly, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's, I mean, I play football for the love of the game, and I've been playing this game since I was little, so. At the end of the day, it's just football, and people make it out to be more than it is. And I understand where everyone's at. Like, we're all 17 or 18 years old, so sometimes kids don't know what they want to do. So, I mean, I'm not mad at anyone, and I'm just happy to be a Cat, and I'm just enjoying my senior season, and I'm ready to get that rolling.
What is it about Kentucky that makes you sure?
I love the program, and I love the people in it. I really think Stoops is taking the program in the right direction, and especially the new coaches that just came in with Grant and Henshaw. I'm totally in love with what they do and how they run their drills and their practices and everything they do with the program. I think they're really smart guys, and they know what they're doing, and they're going to make that Kentucky offense really good this year.
And for people who may not know, they've been high on you since they were at Cincinnati. Grant and Henshaw, that is.
Last summer around this time, I went to Cincinnati camp, and I worked with them, and I actually picked up an offer from Cincinnati last year around this time.
So how cool was it for you when they came on board at UK?
It was definitely good news to have someone coming in that I already knew. Prior to the situation of losing Dawson, which he was a great guy and great coordinator as well, but I was excited for Grant and Henshaw to come in, and it's a pretty good situation.
Senior season, you got a big guy in front of you, a couple of big guys in front of you. I know you lose Landon, but Jed Wills and then Mr. Simpson up front still. I mean, it's got to feel good when you've got a solid offensive line.
Right, I got five studs up front. And, they're really good, and we'll be really experienced this year, so I'm excited. And that's not just the line either. That's the pretty much the whole offense is coming back, with the exception of Landon Young, Mason Allstad, and Silvestri. And other than that, though, we got everyone coming back, and I'm really excited.
Those are three pretty good guys, though.
They're really good.
Still got a lot coming back, but those are three pretty good ones.
Right, they're pretty irreplaceable, but we'll have to see what we can do without them. But I wish them the best of luck at the next level, and I can't wait to see how they turn out in college football.
People should come out on Friday, too, to see, because, I mean, defending state champ runner-up, I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to last year, but obviously you want to go out on top. I know the other seniors want to go out on top, and you want to try to take, you know, the next step for Lafayette football and maybe leave, you know, a little bit of a footprint on this thing of, you know, we were that team that, you know, at least made it back to the state championship and hopefully, you know, win this thing. And I mean, it's tough to, you know, just looking at the roster to say, of course, you know, you guys could, you could get back there. And why wouldn't that be the goal or the expectation? And, you know, you're going to take it one game at a time, I know, but that's why people should come out and see you on a Friday night, right? Is because you have the expectation and the goal, and that's where you set the bar is a state championship.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, every day in practice, I mean, we're out there, we're working hard, and that's always been the goal since I've been at Lafayette. And Shaw is he's a hard hitter on hard work and having goals and trying to reach them. So this year is no different than last year. We want to make it back, and we want to finish this time. And that's going to be my big thing this year, just finishing. And I think I'd like to say we have a great opportunity to do it. And it's not going to be a cakewalk. We got a lot of good teams in our schedule, and there's a lot of good opponents in this state. So it's going to be fun to watch, and I'm excited.
So I'm not going to ask you about it. I'm just going to say, how tired are you of being asked about Jed Wills?
it happens a lot. So, I mean, I'm pretty used to it, and I understand Jed's big man on campus. So
literally.
I don't really get that tired of it. He's the man around here, and he's going to – I hope he makes the right decision. Wherever he goes, I'm going to support him, and he's going to be really fun to watch wherever he ends up.
Now, do you have a special something that you might like to say here on Father's Day?
Yeah, so I'd love to shout out my dad and wish him a happy Father's Day. He probably won't hear this, though. He's actually in Vietnam on vacation with one of his buddies. So extremely blessed to have him in my life, and just want to wish all the other fathers out there Happy Father's Day as well.
So your dad is vacationing in Vietnam?
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
It sounds like really like the last place I would want a vacation.
Yeah. He actually has a buddy that's from Kentucky that grew up together, and he now lives in Vietnam. He has a job there, I guess. And he told him he was whining to my dad, "No one ever comes visits me in Vietnam." And
no one ever comes to visit me in Vietnam. Ever.
But I don't know. Somehow he convinced my dad to. So my dad's up there, and he's enjoying himself.
Now, you know, he can always try to check us out because we have a podcast. So he can still get a happy Father's Day maybe after the fact. You know, it is 2016. We have ways of him listening.
Right.
Hey, Walker, we were kind of talking about this yesterday, and I just kind of want to get your thoughts on it. You obviously had other offers, including, you know, the one from Cincinnati that you just talked about. Do you think that people in Lexington kind of take for granted a quarterback that's in Lexington, and it's not – if you were exactly the guy you are, but you were from Florida, do you think fans might have this higher expectation or bigger excitement level or however you want to put it, but because you're from Lexington – it doesn't seem like Kentucky stole a quarterback?
I'm not positive. I mean, I know myself, I feel pretty loved most of the time on Twitter and stuff like that and all the time. So, I mean, I don't think about it or worry that much. And I'm really just focused on football and not really what everyone else thinks. And if they are excited, then I'm excited too. And if they're not, then maybe they'll get excited one day. But I'm pretty sure everyone's pretty excited, and I love being a part of the BBN, and I can't wait to be even more of a part of it in the next year.
I think we were trying to make the case yesterday that everyone should be really excited.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Not that I'm trying to boost your ego or anything, but, you know.
Hey, Walker, thank you so much for joining us. We will be catching up with you as football season approaches in the fall. Good luck with all your summer workouts, and we are excited that you're a part of the BBN for life.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me on the show.
See you,
Walker. Thanks. Walker Wood, the Lafayette quarterback and UK commit.
He's just
a cool
fun.
Dude, yeah.
I wish he would bring back the Johnny Manziel money sign. I think it was his sophomore season. Oh, my God. He ran in for a touchdown and then came right over to the camera, and I was like, I love this kid instantaneously.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam did that when he won a baseball trophy 2 years ago.
Heck yeah. Thanks for the trophy.
Yeah, he money Johnny signed. Manziel money signed it. Proud moments. He was eight.
Start him young.
He was eight.
I would have done it when I was five if anybody had been cool enough to, you know, do that in the league at the time.
Absolutely.
I had nothing to look up to. No one was cool when I was playing sports.
Oh, come on. There was cool people. Ah,
not like Terrell Owens throwing popcorn in the face, you know, in the middle of the field. Oh, man. I didn't have, who was Smith that from New Orleans? Joe Smith?
Joe Horn. Yeah, but he picked up the
he
cell
picked
phone.
Up the who did the Sharpie and was that Owens?
Yeah.
That Sharpie T.O. signed the ball and then threw it up? Cell phone was one, yeah. I didn't have that.
You didn't have the Cam Newton dab?
Yeah, I didn't have a dab. I think I may have had the Dirty Bird.
There you go.
I wasn't doing that.
I'm a fan of the dab. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I like the dab.
I like the dab. I like a little dancing.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for filling in for Dan these last two weekends. I know you. I think you will also be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. When you're gone.
When I'm gone. So you and Dan back together. And Reefer will return next week. So I hope all of you have a wonderful Father's Day out there. And we'll talk to you next weekend.
Hey, Mikey, what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know, Matthew. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What?